We wasn't very good with the football in the first half. You know, our decision making with it, and you know, I think unopposed mistakes. But listen, you know, it was a warm day today. It was never going to be pretty. I mean, in terms of the game, we done it all last week, didn't we? And they had gone down as well. So we wasn't sure how the game would be, but we grew into it. Second half, we got better and we created a lot of chances. Anthony Jeffries causing all sorts of problems out on the left, and you know, I think we scored one, probably could have scored more. They had a couple of good chances, hit the post. Lee Walgreens made a good save, 1v1 for our own mistake. But I think over the 90 we probably edged the game.
I think in the second half, I don't know if you agree, you could see the difference between the two sides in terms of you were probably the dominant team and you asserted that dominance and they struggled to deal with you going forward a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like when's the goal going to come, and yeah, we had a lot of opportunities and should have scored more, but we didn't. One was enough, kept a clean sheet, seven games unbeaten. We're looking at 60. What an achievement that would be, getting to 60 after talking about getting to 50.
Yeah, and especially from my point of view and speaking to the guys covering the other team, Anthony Jeffery really stood out today. What did you make of his performance overall?
Yeah, he was terrific, you know. AJ, you know, he's got his thing in the summer now. He's obviously going to got the going at the Gold Cup, and you know, I thought he was electric at the time today. But you know, the one thing we have to keep working on is the other side of the game, and he's bought into that. He's been excellent, and I've been over the moon with him. You know, he's been frustrated as I am because I've changed it. I've not had that shape. I've not had him out there, but you can see what he can give us. So you know, I'm going to have a conversation with him soon, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. And you made four changes today from the team last week. What did you make of the guys that came in?
Yeah, they did great. You know, it took them a little bit of time and they tired at the end, and which is understandable. But listen, they're given an opportunity. That's why they're here. We, you know, we've got a squad of players. And like I said, the hardest part for me now in the next week or so is to make decisions on these players. And that's what we've got to do in terms of players out of contract, under contract. And we'll go from there.